somewhere in the world, it's late at night. And at night we talk about sex. But it's 4 minutes past 10 in Johannesburg, and we're on cliffcentral.com, and this is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and Spider. Good morning, Spider.
What's up? How are you doing, John T.?
Yeah, a bit croaky.
Sexy. Sexy.
That's what I'm trying to convince myself of.
I think you're going to have to give up the number sexy today, because you got that sexy going on.
I can't do it anywhere near as good as you. And we have a very special guest this morning, attorney Craig Shapiro. Good morning.
Good morning, team.
What's up, Craig?
How's it going?
Yes.
Awesome. How are you?
I think, better than John T.
So we're talking this morning as an extension of what we spoke about last week. Because last week was kind of the pros about photography. But everybody is actually a pro photographer these days.
Ish.
And a videographer.
Ish.
Because everybody has a phone with a camera. And with this camera, you can do a lot of really interesting things.
And all these apps that can just get stuff out there instantly.
Absolutely.
Yikes.
So we're talking about selfies and we're talking about sexting.
Oh, sexting.
Yeah.
Holla.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, because the sexting thing can be really exciting and it can be a lot of fun. But you have to be creative.
Exactly.
You have to use your brains a little bit. You have to use your mind. And you have to understand who you're talking to. Because, you know, guys who send a message saying, I want to see your boobs. I want to see your pussy. I want to fuck you.
That dries up my vagina instantly.
It is just so boring.
Instantly, like seriously.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing though. That's why we need to talk about stuff like this, because for guys, it's all about visuals, and for them, just seeing pictures is awesome. But you need to also realize that for us women, it's more than that. It's our minds more than anything. So use your words. But use your words, guys.
Women love visuals just as much.
I'm not sure if just as much. Hey?
Yeah. There's some recent there's some studies being done that shown that women react in exactly the same way physiologically to visuals that men do.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never thought of that. I must try and check it out.
But the emotional context of something for women is very different.
Okay.
And that's what makes it different.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I get quite a lot of people and they message me and they say, hi. And then there's
nothing. It? Really? Just hi?
And it's like, no. If you want to engage, you have to do more.
More than
just
that. Hi? Like, seriously?
That's it. And if you want to engage with somebody, you have to do more than that. Hi, I want to have sex with you. Which is kind of fine when you're 16 years old, maybe.
No, even then, no. Because I think what a lot of guys don't understand, well, a lot of people actually in general, is that sexting is kind of like the new love letter. You know what I mean? Like, back in school, I used to get letters, and you're like, okay. And that would decide, it would be the deciding factor as to whether you're going to give this guy a chance or not, if you actually are interested to even hear what he's got to say next. You know what I mean?
So please join our conversation.
Definitely. Please do call us. The number is 0861-555-189.
That's hot. That's hot. Do it again.
No, Janti. Don't get carried away. And you can get a hold of us on Twitter. The handle is @cliffcentral.com, #sextalk. We're on Instagram, Cliff Central, Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat ID, Cliff Central. So, yeah, we're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, so join our conversation, please.
Once again, the number is 0861-555-189.
You're getting good at this, Spider. You're getting really good.
Did you like that?
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Are you feeling better now? Are you feeling a bit better?
That was fantastic. And we have a new slot. We've finally been able to get it across to people what we want.
Oh?
See, I had this idea of getting local comedians, especially some up-and-coming young guys
and
women, to do a 3 to 5 minute little slot on whatever they found funny or weird or interesting about sex.
And that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
A lot of comedians love doing sex skits, so yeah.
And because we don't have so many of the restrictions that other radio channels have, we can actually go just a little bit beyond, or just a lot beyond. So I thought this would be a wonderful idea. And then we send stuff to a whole lot of comedians, and they're supposed to be a really smart bunch, because to be a comedian, you generally have to be pretty smart.
Definitely.
And for some reason, they got the idea that we wanted to interview them about their sex lives.
What?
Yeah, so I have to tell you, guys, that I think most of your sex lives are probably pretty boring.
Ooh, no, he didn't.
And if it's really interesting and different and exciting, then we'd absolutely love to hear about that.
Definitely.
But the truth is, in this context, we don't care too much about your sex lives. We want to hear what you think is funny or weird or interesting about sex.
So, and isn't everything, though?
Well, like, it
it's
is.
It's just, ugh, yeah.
It is. So we finally got it across to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10:45, David Gow is coming to talk to us about sex.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
So that's really cool.
David Gow. Yay.
If you shut the front door, does that mean you're opening
the
back door?
Always.
Yeah, you opened yourself up for that one.
Good one. Good one, John C. Craig, are you still all right?
I'm still here. In fact, there's something you raised, which I think is a really good point, just talking about the world we live in.
Yeah.
And time was, you used to write a letter to take a photograph, you had to wait for it to get developed. There was thought that had to go into it. There were implications, there were limitations, and we now live in an unlimited world and an instant world. And what happens is we keep, we don't think about what we send out anymore. So not just from a personal level, but from a legal perspective, we create waves. And we can cause harm to ourselves, to others, without realizing it, just because we're able to do a lot of the things that we're able to do instantly.
Yeah. So two things I heard this week, one interesting thing, and then I want to ask you a question. And what I heard was that people going into relationships and marriages are now actually signing some kind of contract saying that whatever pictures and images and whatever they take of each other, they will not use if the relationship were to end. And they're putting that almost like in an antenuptial contract in a way. I personally can't see people sticking to that.
That is actually proper. It's good to have that clause, because there's this new thing. Believe me, it is a thing. This revenge porno.
Yeah.
So it's called. So yeah, definitely. If you can get it on paper, get it signed. Why not?
Yeah. So my question for you, first question anyway, is. So Spider and I are fooling around, and we're getting a little bit happy, and I take some pictures of her, and I send them somewhere. I send them to myself. I send them to a friend. What happens legally with that? Who owns the pictures? Who's responsible for the pictures?
Now we break up, and then I realize, okay, John T is being a bitch and has put me out there. Like, what do I do?
Don't call me a bitch.
We've broken up, remember?
So, quite a simple question. Absolute minefield legally. There's a number of aspects that you would need to consider. And without trying to bore everyone to death, the principal one in relation to who owns the picture is copyright. And there's also privacy issues. So you talk about having an agreement, having contracts. You couldn't anyway legally release images of someone of this nature without their consent. So they would have some, in terms of the South African Constitution, they have a right to privacy and dignity, and they could certainly enforce that. But in terms of ownership of the pictures, that's an even more interesting question, because what most people don't realize is that they create copyright every single day. It's an unbelievable act in the sense that copyright is created automatically. There's no registration process outside of registration of films. And even then, if you don't register it, it's still protected by copyright. So just to give you some background so that you understand how it works is that the Act basically recognizes certain works, of which films and photographs are two separate distinct parts of it. And the ownership of both of those is dealt the same way. So for the ownership of your photograph, Jonty, the general rule is whoever is responsible for the composition of the photograph owns the photograph. And that depends on the facts of the situation. But there are exceptions to the rule, as with every rule in law. So one of the exceptions, and probably the most important, is that if someone pays you, commissions you to take the photograph, and you take the photograph in pursuance of that commission, and they agree to pay you for that, then the person who commissions the taking of the photograph owns it. So there's two distinct elements.
Okay, because it's like they've bought it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they own it.
So there's two very distinct sides to this equation. If you're having photographs taken of you, I'm assuming that there's consent for all these photographs. So let's cross that hurdle. But once you're having photographs taken, if you're just taking them yourself, Jonty, you would then own the copyright in the photo. If Sexy Spider commissioned you to take it, she would own the copyright. Now, what that means then, because, you know, okay, great, so there's copyright. What it means is that whoever owns the copyright can restrict the reproduction or adaptation of that work. And that's quite important because the ownership of the copyright and the ownership of the photograph can be divorced from one another. So I can own the photograph. Jonty can own the copyright. What that means is I can keep the photograph for my own private display and use. Jonty can then reproduce it and sell it to other people. And that's the difference between owning the physical photograph and owning the copyright in it. So I'm not entitled to then reproduce it. So if I just buy the photograph without the copyright in it, I can't sell it on to anyone else to reproduce.
So it's kind of a case, it seems to me, like that the law and technology are not quite in the same place, as far as it's concerned.
Our Act is a 1978 Act and is generally accepted by the IP community, the intellectual property community, as being antiquated. Okay. So there has been a major call for legislation to be brought up to the technology, and I think there's, you know, we've tried to put a square peg in a round hole and make it fit, and it works for what we need it to do. But the truth is that there are holes.
And reposting stuff. So I take a picture of Spider, and I put it on Twitter somewhere, and
it
somebody
just goes
reposts
viral.
It, and it goes and it goes.
So, okay, so the point about Twitter and all these social media sites, Instagram, Facebook, is that you have to consent to their terms and conditions. And you'll find that if you go through them, and I think you would probably be the first one to read it.
Absolutely.
But
you just get pages and pages of stuff, and after one sentence, you don't understand.
You don't understand. Yeah, that's what contracts always do to me. They just muddle me up proper.
Well, that's
that's what guys like Craig are for.
Well, that's what lawyering used to be. I think with the Consumer Protection Act, they've tried to change it. But basically, you'll find somewhere on these social networking sites that you grant them a license to allow other people to retweet, repost, use those images, but only within that circle.
But that doesn't happen, though, because it seems often to be just a free-for-all out there in internet land.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, you just need to look at music piracy to know that copyright in general is largely disregarded.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, downloading movies, of how many people do that.
It's an incredible amount. But ironically, the penalty, in terms of South African law, if you have guilty knowledge, so you know it's an offense, which I dare say, I don't know anyone that downloads that thinks they're doing something legal, or downloads from torrent sites or whatever else, it is also a criminal offense. So not only are you liable to the owner of the copyright, but in terms of South African law, it's 5 years in jail three years in jail and or 5,000 rand per infringing copy. So the penalties are dramatic.
So here's a question for people out there in Cliff Central land. And we'd really love for you to join in our conversation.
Yes, holla. This is very interesting because a lot of people are very scared to put themselves out there.
So when you've taken a picture of yourself, a selfie, or when you have had a picture taken of you, nude picture, sex picture, and you've put it somewhere out there and you actually see it on the web somewhere, how does that feel? Was it exciting? Was it empowering? Was it a bit like, who is going to see this?
Yeah. See, that's why it's actually wise to not take a picture of your face. If you're going to be sending explicit photos, leave the face out, at least, is what I think. Leave your face out of it.
Yeah, but for some people,
because
that's the most
it can go viral like so quickly.
Yeah, but for
but
some
then whatever it is that you putting out there, you have to be proud of it or to be okay with whatever it is that you put out.
Yeah, but
because it can go viral.
Yeah, but I think people don't always think about that first.
Yeah,
especially when there's some substances involved.
And that's drunk sexting. You know yourself.
Come up.
So please do call us. It's 0861-555-189.
And tell us as well, if you want to share this with us, and of course you can do it anonymously, what was the sexiest sex message that you ever got?
Oof. And that's oof.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, another interesting question comes from that. Do women actually...
What, John? Who is saying what now?
Fred, that's brilliant. So Fred says, Facebook can put Mein Kampf into their terms and conditions and we'll just accept.
That is true.
And it's pretty much what it is. You're absolutely right, Fred.
And all the apps that we're constantly upgrading and downloading onto our phones, I mean, they're always asking to get into your address book, to your contacts, everything. And we just accept because you just want this app to be working.
And that's an interesting – so my question that I was going to ask before is, as a woman, do you prefer something that's kind of more romantic and flowery? Well, or do you prefer something that's kind of more direct and a bit hardcore?
It depends on my mood. Like that's different every day.
Absolutely. You know? We do have to take that into account.
Exactly. And that's why you need to know your partner well. And you'll know exactly what's going to turn them on, when and how. And And I think all it is really putting some thought into it and personalize it. Like, seriously, like going back to the whole love letter thing, I used to get some love letters of pretty much a guy who's just written down a Boys to Men song, like the lyrics. And you're like, seriously, dude?
That is so sad.
You know? And the people who do that online, they will go copy and paste from some sex rooms or chat
that
rooms, whatever.
Pathetic.
And they send that to you. You're like, really? Are you serious right now?
Not to mention potentially copyright infringement.
There we go.
Just to throw the legal side.
That's right.
So see, it's even illegal, guys. So don't do it.
Yeah. But people do that without thinking, and there's no creativity in it. And that's the thing. So I actually want to have a little rant here against porn.
Uh-oh. You ranting against porn?
Yeah, because really? I'd be the last one to be anti-porn.
Okay.
I'm anti the impact of porn, and I'm anti the absolute lack of creativity.
Definitely.
In porn.
So you mind erotica type guy?
Yeah, but that can still be just as explicit. But the fact that a lot of it is just so boringly repetitive and based on some very, very narrow stereotypes. And the big problem with this, and it's one of my big things, and I kind of call it the porn Disney myth.
Porn Disney.
Yeah,
wow,
because
there's another jauntism.
Yeah, because porn and Disney are responsible for an enormous amount of erroneous and incredibly bad socialization for men and women.
How so?
Okay, this is how it is. Because guys grow up watching porn. Now, average exposure, the first exposure of kids to porn today, guess how old?
I'm scared to even think.
11 and a half.
Oh my gosh.
That's where it starts.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's as accessible as the phone you're holding in your hand. That's
exactly.
It, full stop. Okay. So what do guys learn from porn? They learn basically it's okay for every woman to go to bed with high heels on. And when your girlfriend won't, you get upset. You learn that nipples are like the dials on a radio. You learn that every woman has multiple orgasms from sheer pounding penetration without any kind of foreplay or anything else.
And those annoying screams. Oh, my gosh. Like,
that's
seriously.
It. Say nothing of the sound. You learn that it's absolutely okay to have anal sex without any preparation or lube, and every woman absolutely loves it for you to just stick it in as hard as you can. And that it's absolutely fine to come all over her face.
The money shot, baby.
That's it.
All guys look forward to the cum shot.
That's what so many young people, men and women, young men and women, are learning about how they think sex should be.
That's very true.
That's the porn.
Very
thing.
True.
The Disney thing, and this applies more to young women than to men, is that there's this beautiful trail of clothes to the bed. There's this upturned bottle of champagne in the ice bucket. There's the curtains blowing in the breeze over the beach. Everybody had a simultaneous orgasm the night before. Nobody's breath smells. Makeup and hair are perfect.
Always.
And we all live happily ever after.
But that's true, isn't it?
So, that's a lot of the expectations then that we have from each other. Because of what the media are showing us. So a lot of young women think that they need to behave like porn stars.
Ash.
And a lot of guys think that these huge studs. It's a very interesting little thing about some South African men. A couple of years ago, they tried to kind of make South Africa a real porn capital of the world.
Really?
Because it's cheap to shoot here. Okay. And we have incredible technical crews. We have incredible scenes, you know, scenery and
scenery,
things.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've got a beautiful country, yeah.
My head's a bit stuffy today, so I have to
it's
apologize.
Okay,
and so they did all these auditions, and all these big macho South African guys coming along for their audition. About 70% of them couldn't get an erection in front of a camera.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So the performance is a whole different world. You know, we spoke a little bit about that last week. But what's fascinating there is this is the kind of myth that the media, and porn is part of the whole media thing, and this is what it's giving us about men and women.
But are we not calling for it?
Yeah, we are, but we're perpetuating that because it's often just easy instead of just thinking about it. So I think that one of the things that the internet has done is one of the wonderful benefits. Is that it's made amateur porn absolutely so accessible. And that, I think, is exciting. Because it's real.
True.
And you see some of phenomenal real, real things that are often... you can see the intimacy and connection with people.
Yeah, that is very true.
And that, I think, is awesome.
So, yeah, when it comes to sexting, remember, make it personal.
Yeah.
And I don't want some machine. Make it personal. I want you. I want a piece of you in there.
And, and something explicit can also be romantic, depending on the context that you put it in. And I had a thought last week. I was talking to somebody and came up with quite an interesting idea. Because a lot of guys don't know how to be romantic. And a lot of men don't know how to talk to a woman. You say to a guy, well, tell us something really beautiful and romantic. And he says, show me your boobs.
Got a pretty face, eh?
Yeah. Or I'll send you a picture of my cock and it's like, yeah, you got to want this, babe. It's like she's much more concerned with the rest than the attachment actually, dude. But, so the idea was that we actually create a website. Teaching men how to put together some romantic evenings. And I think it'd be awesome to do a show on this.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, what sensual food, how you create sensual space. I think it would be a really, really awesome thing to
do. Definitely, because then, again, we are bringing that sex versus sensual. You know, sexuality versus sensuality. Yeah.
So you can be explicit and you can talk about all the wonderful things you want to do with her pussy, but put it in a context that just makes it a little bit different and personalized.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's it. So we are going to have a break with Barry White. Mr. Barry
just to
White.
Get you in the mood.
That's it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby.
So we're on cliffcentral.com. You're with John T and Spider and Craig. Please join our conversation.
Our Twitter handle is at cliffcentral.com, hashtag sextalk. We're on Instagram, Cliff Central, Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat, Cliff Central. And the number is 0861-555-189. Please call us.
Some very interesting smiles and things coming from the booth behind us, so you've got to kind of wonder what they've been up to and what's going on there, what they've been doing in their private lives. sex.
Mm-hmm. They're busy sexting now. They're upping the game on that sex game.
So have you ever sent a sexy picture or a message to somebody that you should not have?
Yeah,
I've done that.
Have you?
Absolutely. I have done that.
Really?
Yeah. Especially when you're kind of trying to do a whole lot of things at once.
Yeah.
Or
men and multitasking. Yeah. We always say this.
Yeah.
And?
One day I will tell you my very famous multitasking story. It had to, the messages had to be followed by some very, very sincere apologies, which were mostly met with kind of a giggle. And,
oh, snap.
Yeah. And sometimes those little mistakes can actually be very interesting.
How so?
Well, that can open some doors to some very interesting conversations with people you never thought you could have those conversations with.
That is quite true, actually. That is very true. Mm. Also, I think it's what you make out of the situation.
There's a great little novel called Vox,
mm-hmm,
by a guy called Nicholson Baker or Barker. And I'm not sure, Baker or Barker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a short book, but it's the most amazing story of a wrong number.
Okay.
And it goes in, it's this whole little sexual scene that plays out from a wrong number.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, it's a fantastic read.
Are you going to make a movie about it, Jonty?
No. Well, maybe.
We get it occasionally, though, where we deal with celebrities, South African celebrities, who have pictures taken of them. Not necessarily intimate pictures, but just pictures taken of them and distributed, mm-hmm, commercially.
Like paparazzi type.
Exactly.
Pictures.
Mm-hmm. But not just that. You know, you're walking through a shop and someone in the shop sees you, takes a picture. And there was quite a famous case recently with an ex-Miss South Africa,
mm-hmm,
who was in a sports shop and she was trying on sporting goods.
Oh, yes. I saw a glimpse of that.
Yeah, it was Basitsana Kamalo and she was in Cycle Lab. And someone, I think, fairly innocently said, mm, can I take your photograph? And I don't know the full sequence of events, but that photograph then ended up in an advertisement of theirs. And the question was, how do you get it back? And it touched on these very issues that we're talking about. And it has become the hallmark case for relying on your right to privacy and your right to dignity, even where you are a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Those were solidified. And so if you do perhaps send your image or message, particularly an image, to someone who you shouldn't,
mm-hmm,
It doesn't mean that you've granted them permission to go and distribute it and sell it.
Oh, are you serious?
Phew, so,
that's a relief.
So you're all safe.
Yeah.
So Dupes,
I was quite worried about that.
Dupes has sent us an interesting message. He's a guy,
mm-hmm,
and he likes the soft sexting. The more subtle, the better. Needs to be creative. Needs to let your partner use their imagination.
Exactly.
Then when you get together, you can't wait to jump each other.
Exactly.
And that can be really exciting foreplay.
Definitely.
Because this is the thing that a lot of guys don't always get. Now, there are moments of wonderful little fiery and passionate quickies where it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
But often for a woman, that lovemaking does not start 5 minutes before you are ready.
Build up, guys. Build up.
So you start in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the build up.
And you carry on in the day.
Seduce me.
That's it. And you talk about her body. And you talk about all the wonderful things that you'd like to do.
Talk about my smell, how I taste. Like, make it personal. Make it intimate, you know. Get me thinking wildly about you. But also, though, on the flip side, Jonty, you get the guys who will promise you heaven and earth.
Oh, yeah, and they can't produce
and
the
And they
goods.
Can't produce the, like, seriously? So please, try and keep it real.
Yeah, and that's where learning about sex is so important. And it's one of my biggest soapboxes, and it's really one of the cornerstones of the work that I do,
mm-hmm,
is that nobody teaches us how to be good lovers.
Mm.
Not only the physical aspects of each other's body, not only where everything is and what it is and how you find it and what you do with it once you found it,
mm-hmm,
but how to actually have relationships, how to talk, what works for men and women, what turns us on, How do we actually work? What's the connection between sex and the heart, between sex and spirit?
See, I think I was quite fortunate because growing up, my aunt was a huge fan of Mills and Boone. So, yeah, I got to get some reading going on in there.
Yeah, well, from Mills and Boone, again, Mills and Boone is kind of like along the same lines as the Disney thing.
It is, but, I mean, you know, it's...
And the romance novels and
all
the chick
lit. It's a bit deeper than that. It also gets your imagination going and thinking about the physique, thinking about stimulating all your senses, because the way in which everything is described, you get to feel like you're actually in that scene. So, yeah.
So here's your number one fan.
Oath.
Good morning. How you doing, man? If you thought I was not listening, you lied. You guys make a great point about guys and how unromantic we can be. A common mistake we make is thinking that girlfriend 1, 2, and 3, only 3, Oath, that's disappointing, are the same because whatever worked with 1 was approved. We need to have these workshops Jonty was talking about where we can learn to discover a skill that's key in life, accepting and allowing individuality, which has lots of components in it. And once we have that, it allows the creativity to flow. There's so much to say, but I'll leave it there for now. Let's keep learning. Let's do that.
Holla, Oath, holla.
Because learning about sex is a mixture of a science and an art. You know, the science is where everything is, what it is, how it works. But the art is the connection, the heart stuff.
That's where you get to feel. Mm. Feel your way through it.
So somebody has a girlfriend who doesn't like sexting. How can I get her into sexting?
I say personally, like everything else, start slowly.
Yeah, it's like a woman who says she doesn't have a fantasy. That's absolute nonsense.
That's nonsense.
Everybody has fantasies.
That's like saying I don't have a personality.
So we really like this guy here. We could put him on the spot and ask him, but but we won't do that today.
No, let's not do that.
No, we want him to come back at some stage.
Definitely.
We might need him to get us out of trouble at some stage as well.
At some stage, especially with this boudoir photo shoot I want going with the ladies.
What's happened with that, with all the Cliff
Central
babes?
It's in the process, so that's good to know that we've got Craig. We can holler about any questions, legal questions that the ladies might have.
Kieran and Brian will do that with pleasure.
Yay, yay, yay. I'm so excited. Yeah.
So, how do we get her into sexting?
Slowly.
Slowly.
And gently. Don't be sending, I want you to suck my cock now, or I want to ride you like I stole you. Like, first compliment her. You know, I'd say, wow, babe, this morning,
tell her how absolutely beautiful she is.
Exactly. That's what I think anyway. Craig, what do you think?
Really not my field of expertise.
No, but you're allowed to have an opinion.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong to it. We're all just sharing and figuring it out together.
So, I mean, I agree with you. I think we're all different, and you need to find what works. And if sexting isn't the thing.
And what works today does not necessarily work tomorrow.
Exactly. And that's actually another point I wanted to add to Oath's one about women number 1, 2, and 3 not being the same, not wanting the same thing. Even with just one woman, I myself don't want the same thing all the time. It differs from day to day.
That's it.
And
a lot of times, because you think something worked when you were 16 years old, that doesn't necessarily mean it did. She might not have known the difference, or he might not have known the difference.
Exactly.
And they probably weren't going to complain anyway.
Anyway.
So you think you've been doing something right for a long time, and you actually have no clue that you've never been getting it right.
Which is why communication is key.
Absolutely. That's so, so important. Now, I worked with a couple a while ago, and she'd been faking orgasm for their entire 15-year relationship.
Ew.
And he was quite a macho guy, and when this came out, it destroyed him.
Jeez, can you imagine? This whole time he's been saying, I'm a sex god.
That's it.
And then suddenly he's hit with, actually, no. Yeah.
And it actually wasn't much to do with him.
You know what? I can actually, I hear that.
It was her stuff and it was her issue.
I hear that.
She never firstly opened her mouth in the beginning. Part of that was because they never had the emotional safety to talk about that. They didn't have a space to do that. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know how to.
Mm. I mean, for the fact that she was faking it, that's definitely her issue.
Yeah, and a lot of...
If you're faking it, it's on you.
And a lot of times, all the issues that we have in our lives are not about our partner.
No.
They're about us. And our relationship is just the place where they play out.
Yeah, because we're constantly projecting.
So if we think that there is pain in our relationship, it's not the relationship that's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever we brought to that. Because my issues came about way before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And your issues were there way before you met me.
Exactly.
And all that we're doing is just playing them out in that space.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a very interesting realization a while ago, which was that you can't fix a relationship.
You can't fix a relationship?
You can't. You can change something in you. You can look at some of your patterns. I can change something in me.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's between us can change.
Can change. That is deep. Ooh, Jonty, that is deep.
Yeah, well, that's about as deep as we're getting today.
Oh, behave. And I actually heard now that Gareth, on the Gareth Cliff show, they were talking about this woman who apparently sent a sext of herself to her dad. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And with a caption saying something like, come get me now, or something like, whoa.
Well, there are some things that, some mistakes I think we don't want to make.
Exactly. That's why I really, like what you send out there, be careful about what you are putting out there.
Absolutely.
It's what I like to say to a lot of people. Like, if you're not going to have the balls to say something to my face, then don't go saying it on social media or anywhere else.
That's quite a thing with technology. Okay, so David is with us. David, good morning.
How is it, Russ?
How you doing, man?
Hi, David.
Hello.
Welcome to Sex Talk.
Oh, Spider is so excited to have you on the show. She's like sliding all over her chair.
Yeah, you sound like you're in bed.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's the show you're doing. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. So is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Maybe there is a bed there. I haven't been there yet, but...
So maybe
I know
come.
It's possible that you are in bed.
Maybe you should come around. Come check it out.
I could do some coming and see if there's a bed. This will all work out very well for sure.
I think so. David, tell us about sex, man.
Oh wow.
Well, one, you need to have it. It's good to have it.
Yeah.
It's good for releasing stress.
Yeah,
I don't drink, I don't smoke, so
really?
I think my wife probably thinks I want too much of it. So I'm trying to survive with one wife.
Just
so,
one.
But I think sometimes you want cooperatives to take off the stress of the wife.
Really?
I think that's what every man wants. I think ideally that's what everyone wants. The president beat us to it and made it official. We should have all been clever and thought about it before we put a ring on it. Maybe like it anyway. Now you put a ring on one of it, and now you have to kind of, you know, you can only do it with the person on the ring. And once you have these two people that are screaming,
what is happening there?
You might as well do it by yourself.
That's what you have two really good hands for, and you can have two girlfriends that way. You can have your own little threesome.
Oh, man.
And it's the safest way to do it.
It's like this every day, every night. They don't want to sleep in their bed.
Oh, no. Do you still have them in your bed?
In their rooms. It's like you have to cheat on them with your eye.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what you have really good lubricant for, so you can put it on the outside of the bedroom door handle so they can't open the door.
You know, for a while, actually, my partner and I resorted to sleeping in separate bedrooms because my son would not leave my bed. So now I had to constantly sneak off into my... into my man's bedroom, like, every night. Like, seriously? But it was exciting, though. Like, I felt
absolutely
so naughty.
David, what's the weirdest thing about sex for you, you think?
The weirdest?
Yeah.
I think me and my wife are quite casual and funny about it. We don't take it that serious. My wife won't stop talking, laughs.
I think everything about sex is weird.
Yeah.
So we make it fun, and I mean, I'm not one of those guys that are trying to have sex for 3 hours. I've got shit to do. My wife understands that.
So is this like 3 minutes, or do we do it a little bit better than that?
How long do I last?
Oh, this is brilliant. I'm on
instagram.com. Actually, there was a time we timed it. We took out an iPhone and we timed myself. Hold on. Okay, she's on another. She says 3 minutes.
David, that is pretty sad, man. Come on.
That's a lot. That's a long time.
That is pretty sad.
In real life, bro, 3 minutes.
In real life, bro.
3 minutes and in real life, chief.
That's epic right there.
Dude, I have shit to do. There's Twitter, there's Instagram,
The guys won't last a minute.
There's kids and the wife. You still have to be a husband as well and have sex.
So, David, are you good with the build-up? Do you guys sext a lot?
Hold on. Babe, come here.
This is brilliant. Only on Cliff Central, huh?
Afraid. So the weird thing is she's not going to want to have sex because it's her mom's house.
That's a sticky one.
That can be a big one.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Then you just want to drive out or something. Oh.
Cool, David. Thank
but
you so much.
That's where you can make it exciting and sneak
so
off.
The two kids will be sleeping with us this weekend. Not that they didn't last night. The other one is afraid of the dark. And then there's my wife's nephew who's here. Nephew, right, love? And my son was sleeping with him because they play PlayStation till late. And then he started saying he snores. So he comes to our room.
That's a passion.
So I just resigned myself. You know, if I have sex, how many times a week? Love, what's the most a week? A week.
Well, we don't know the stats here.
4 times a week, I'm winning.
4 times a week, that's good.
You're winning.
4 times a week, I'm winning.
That's cool.
Your wife must be a very, very happy woman.
David, thank you so much, man. That was really cool. Have a wonderful day.
No, guys, like I said, I have time for everything except I don't spend too much time having sex. So call me again sometime.
Absolutely.
Talk about other things.
No, you must come
we
here,
will.
Remember.
Talk about sex.
You come here.
Forever.
You
we
and
will.
Your wife.
We will. Thank you so much.
You must both come through.
Have a wonderful day, man. You're getting quite a legion of fans here. Yeah, somebody's saying that you have such a sexy voice.
Thank you, really. I don't like the sound of my own voice. So it's always weird when people say this.
It is always a bit weird.
Yeah.
So here's another one of those. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hi is fantastic. Can we say hi to you? But we need a little bit more than that to engage. Just a little bit more, please.
It's okay. Baby steps. This hi is a step.
Yeah. So Craig, a last piece of advice for somebody who's going to take pictures of themselves.
I think you need to just proceed with caution. Be careful what you do with your phone. Be careful who you send them to. The best way to protect yourself, not just from an intellectual property point of view, but in terms of your own dignity and privacy, is just to keep things secret. When you do share things, share them with people you trust.
Mm. Even with people you trust, you must have a contract.
It's like all these celebrities who get so surprised when their sex tapes are released. I mean, the only way the sex tapes get released is if they put them out there.
Yeah, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. There is, because where else are they sending them?
Well, there's also the revenge porn.
Yeah,
so
there is.
Be,
but when Paris Hilton first started putting her stuff out, it was because she wanted it out there.
I suppose.
I'm sorry, anything else is an illusion.
No, and from a copyright point of view, what Jonty's saying is probably true. Because from their right to privacy, dignity, and the protection of their own copyright, they could almost certainly prevent this content being released. And from what I understand, People like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian have actually profited greatly.
Enormous. Pamela Anderson, all of those.
And this is just a copyright license.
Yeah.
So it shows you the power, but you would need their consent. It's not just released without their consent. There are agreements behind the scenes that are kept confidential.
It's been an interesting thing on Cliff Central to kind of see who has the naughtiest phone.
You.
I have to exclude myself first.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you excluding yourself?
Because I think I'd win hands down.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a given, Jonty.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Darby, stick around because we're going to answer your question in a couple of weeks. Darby wants to know if he takes too long to come. And there's a lot of issues around that, and often they're quite medically related issues. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of questions, but we are going to talk about that. So stick around with us. So what we are doing next week, Spider, tell everybody what I got in my hand.
It's purple.
Yeah.
It's tassely.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
And he spanked me with it.
So we will put some pictures of that up as a preview for next week. Because we have a bondage master on the show.
Ooh, spank me.
So we are talking about bondage play.
More exciting than a lawyer, yeah.
I don't know. There's something for everybody, you know. I'm sure that there are people out there who sit watching courtroom stuff and listening to lawyers, and they rub their legs
get
together.
Off that.
And there's got to be.
Definitely.
Because there's something for everybody.
Definitely. Craig, do chains and whips excite you?
I'll listen next week and let you know.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So that'll be next week, which is really, really cool.
Can't wait. Who are we having? Do we have a guest coming on?
We do. A bondage master.
Oh, that friend you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Maybe we'll even get some people to talk about some of their bondage experiences.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's got on the rise since 50 Shades.
Oh, yes.
Especially.
Terrible as it was, 50 Shades did a lot, and I despised the book intensely. But it did so much to bring that whole world into acceptance.
Exactly.
And the fact that people could sit in public. You know, I remember flying back from Cape Town a little while after the book had been released and walking down the aisle and seeing three women reading the book in public. And that is an awesome thing.
How empowering. That is so awesome. And I mean, the staff was actually talking here earlier about any publicity is good publicity. It doesn't matter what people are saying about you or whatever it is that you're doing, as long as they're talking.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we thank you for joining us this morning. Craig, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was my
thank
pleasure.
You, Craig.
We hope you'll come back when we are in need, and if we ever get into serious, serious trouble here, we know who to phone.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
That was very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who's listening and sending the messages. Keep them coming.
Keep them
it's
coming.
So awesome.
We love your emails. We love
your
tweets.
WeChat.
We love your calls. Absolutely everything.
Just making a connection. We're all about making that connection.
You can find me on www.eroslifesa.com. Subscribe to the Eros Life newsletter. You can get that through the website, through me. Find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you so much pleasure.
Definitely. I'm still such an analog girl, but I'm slowly but surely getting there. So hopefully I can sort out my phone and tweet more. As more people are requesting for me to be tweeting. I don't know. Yes. But we'll check it out.
So we are playing out with Craig's choice of music, which is
Let's Get It On. Same time, same place next week. Hello.